Avant.com, code 4949.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best of holidays.
Well, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Stocks in a downhill slide. Renewed concerns over international trade tensions and jobs helping push stocks sharply lower today. The Dow falling 558, the S&P 62 points lower, with the NASDAQ down 219. President Trump today announcing former Attorney General William Barr as his pick to replace Jeff Sessions to once again head the Justice Department.
He was my first choice from day one, respected by Republicans and respected by Democrats.
Barr served as former President George H.W. Bush's Attorney General. The president also announcing former Fox TV host and State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert as his choice to replace Nikki Haley as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. President Trump expected to nominate Army Chief General Mark Milley as his next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Milley would succeed Marine General Joseph Dunford. This is Fox News.
So this is Friday. Get all your work done. The work week is over, and the weekend's just begun.
WACB, it's happy hour 4:05 on December 7th, and we are going to replay our interview with Noah King. For my, obviously we were still on the old signal then.
Yes.
So this had to go back to like what, 2009 or 10?
Yeah. Well, no, we were still on the old signal when I came here.
Okay.
So definitely 11, 12. That's what I'm thinking.
Couple of things to touch on today, and I heard Barron get into it. Has Antifa finally gotten to Tucker Carlson? I would like to see the ratings on Tucker Carlson's show now that he has come out and basically said Donald Trump's a fool. This is from Don Serber, who is one of my favorite bloggers, like D.B. Blackman. This guy has a lot of experience. Tucker Carlson gave people every reason not to watch his show as he spun 180 degrees and attacked the president, embraced Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and predicted the Republican Party will die. I am guessing, says Don Serber, the Antifa mob that gathered outside his home last month scared the logic out of him. An interview with a Swiss magazine revealed Carlson's attempt to rebrand himself as Joe Scarborough. Washington Post reported Urs Gehriger, an editor at the Wuchtwacha, I'm trying to pronounce these names properly, Switzerland's leading German language opinion, noted that Carlson's new book, Ship of Fools, is silent on Trump, but comments on his critics. So Gehriger jump-started the conversation by asking what Carlson thought of Trump's first 2 years in office. Carlson said he cannot stand Trump's self-aggrandizement and boasting. Then when asked whether Trump has kept his promises, the usually quick-witted and long-witted Carlson said no. The cover of his book featured caricatures of Jeff Bezos, Hillary Clinton, Bill Kristol, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, Mark Zuckerberg, and somebody that server says I'm not familiar with, but not President Trump. This cabal is leading us over the waterfalls, but he excluded the president. Since writing it, though, Carlson's had a change of heart. Thugs in black masks can be intimidating. I watched him for a while, but I grew bored of the shtick of a veteran telecaster making mincemeat out of a liberal making his first appearance on national TV. It's not that you cannot criticize the president. It's that I do not want to hear junk opinion. His is. For example, the Post reported his chief promises were that he would build a wall, defund Planned Parenthood, and repeal Obamacare, and he hasn't done any of those things, Carlson said, adding that those goals were probably lost causes. Trump, he said, doesn't understand the system, and his own agencies don't support him. Well, they're loaded with Obama appointees that they can't get rid of. That's part of the problem there. This is why that is junk. His chief complaint is that President Trump is opposed by Congress and the bureaucracy. That's an odd opinion coming from a fellow who subtitled his new book, How a Selfish Ruling Class is Bringing America to the Brink of Revolution. Maybe that's what Tucker Carlson wants. Marketing himself as just another anti-Trump face on TV may be his way of saying he wants out of his show. That happens. Jack Parr gave up The Tonight Show after 5 years, but by comparison, Jack Parr's controversies that eventually led to Johnny Carson were nothing. A big deal at the time, but nothing compared to this. So, yeah, it's disappointing, but you can't say that Trump has not tried and tried and tried to get funding for the border wall. And every time he attempts to defund, there's just too many congressmen committed and in the pockets of those groups to get it done. It ain't going to get any easier with the Democrats coming in January. It'd be nice if, like in Wisconsin, Scott Walker had 87 judicial appointees. The legislature approved all of them before he's out of office. Why can't the Republicans do this for Trump so we don't have judges making and creating law?
There's one section, apparently, at Carlson's interview with that magazine that he's come to believe Trump's role is not a conventional president who promises to achieve certain things and then does. Instead, it's to, quote, begin the conversation about what actually matters. And that issue is immigration, according to Carlson.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think...
No, I agree with
that.
I mean,
who wrote that you were...
Don Serber? Yeah.
I don't know. Part of it seems like, let's rip another guy.
He's well-circulated.
That's what I mean. Let's rip a guy who's not toeing the line and not saying the correct words.
He's connecting it, or seems to be connecting it, to, the incident at Carlson's house a couple of months back where Antifa was out there,
right,
trying to rip through his door and scaring the crap out of his wife. So maybe he's become convinced it's not worth it.
See, but I don't think Carlson saying these things will mollify that mob.
It won't.
Carlson's just sharing his honest opinion that Trump hasn't been efficient in getting done what he promised.
I'll agree. There are things, Ann Coulter's been on him, it's not like he's been escape-free from conservative media. But getting that border wall built, you want to seal off the flow of drugs with this opiate epidemic? Stop taking them away from the pharmacies where they're dealt legally and stop the flow of the crap coming across the border. Do you know that there was a story today about the number of Californians 64% of the illegal aliens, and there are millions, 64% are receiving government benefits.
I did see that.
Yeah. That's a lot of people to be taken care of. If I'm a Californian, I'd be livid. I don't know why they put up with it. But they do. And it's only going to get worse. Oh, well, you're a white nationalist. No, I'm a nationalist. Nothing wrong with that. Have you seen all the nationalists in France lately? Macron, the goal. Everybody, Trump needs to be more like him. There's a guy, you know, blah, 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 blah. And his approval is now 18%. Macron. And they're burning things up in the streets of Paris over a gas tax attached to that stupid Paris Climate Accord. Because if you raise the tax on gas, the climate will fix itself. I used to be able to stand in the other guy's shoes and see their point and argument. But guess what? Their shoes are so far away and so not my size, I can't do that anymore. It's crazy. Anyway, if you have a thought on that, 272-9228. It was a bit disheartening. I would have liked to have seen him take a more... Mr. President, if I were in the White House, here's what I would prioritize right now. Instead of writing him off as a blowhard and... Yeah, for a while, yeah, he's had a lot to brag about.
Okay, there's breaking news now. These federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York have recommended sentencing for Michael Cohen. Even though they're giving a little bit lesser than recommended, they're saying substantial jail time should still be had. They argued that the Cohen's lawyers presenting him as now cooperating out of principle is BS.
Yeah.
And here's the most interesting thing to me. Is that is just the prosecutors in the Southern District of New York. Apparently, Mueller also filed his own sentencing submission on Cohen, and he said he's not taking a position on what sentence Cohen should receive. Which to me seems to say that Cohen didn't gave Mueller squat. If he had really cooperated... Then he probably would have recommended lessening the sentence. But it seems like Cohen's a rat without much to say.
Speaking of rats, did you see Evan Eddy? Man, they are taking everything. They are liquidating his assets. He's a deadbeat dad, a deadbeat ex-husband. They threw him out of his office in California because he wasn't paying his rent. Because he was too busy being on TV, so everybody says, I'm going to run for president in 2020. That may be hard to do. From behind bars. We'll see. And then again, in this Russian collusion drama, when the hell is it ever going to get to the people who really colluded with Russia? And that would include Mueller himself.
Though Mueller also did say that Cohen took substantial and significant efforts to remediate his misconduct, which that's Mueller, I think, being cheeky. I mean, you made significant efforts to try to help your case.
Yeah.
But you didn't give us much. He's purposely being vague. Not giving away what cards he's holding. Mueller is.
2 years. 2 years, millions of taxpayer dollars spent, and they've come up with what? Last I checked, nothing. Divorce is a... very, very difficult time, even when two people say we should go our separate ways. It's just not working out. So, but at that point, you still have two adults who are going to be looking out for their own best interest. For men, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are experienced at representing men in matters of divorce. This is what they do. The testimonials on their website, divorceformenalabama.com, speak to their expertise. Both attorneys, amazing to work with. They are kind, thoughtful, and fight for your case. I would highly recommend this law firm. That from Connie. Jacqueline's been my attorney for the better part of 4 years. She has always dealt with my situation with the utmost class and legal expertise. I would highly recommend any father who is looking for an attorney to protect their parental rights and fight for justice to meet with Jacqueline immediately. the best thing to do, take it from one who did it wrong. Get good representation. Let them fight the battle so you can focus on getting out of it, coming out on the other side whole and intact. Because that's going to be a lot more than you realize. You know, if it's a bad mirror, I can't wait to get out of this. Well, even if you do, and that's what you wanted, you're still going to be facing a very dramatically different life. It is going to take adjustment. So minimize the impact on you and let them do the heavy lifting. Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, divorceformenalabama.com, or call directly at 819-4810. And if you are a listener of this show, they will give you a discount on your consultation. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And then someday down the road, I think you're going to be here Monday, right? Yeah. Someday down the road, I'm going to tell you a story that will make you love those two even more. They're great guests. I consider them to be good friends. But they are also people who go above and beyond.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Attorneys for relatives of a black man who was shot and killed by police who mistook him for a suspect in a shooting at a mall in Hoover say they've seen the police video documenting the gunfire. A lawyer for the family says state authorities allowed his team to see the video last week on condition they keep its contents confidential. He did say it's consistent, though, with findings that a mantic E.J. Branford Jr. was shot three times from behind. Members of the Montgomery Police Department who have given the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty were honored today. A group of people, including community members, police officers, and Lanier High School JROTC students, held a ceremony to honor those fallen officers. The group laid wreaths at the base of trees once planted in their memory. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on the Southern Boulevard right in front of Baptist South. Be careful there. East Boulevard over 85, Taylor Road at East Chase, Wetumpka Highway, and 31 heading up into Prattville. Checked them all out. Doing okay at the moment. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving across the street, but all jewelry's got to go. All specially marked jewelry, 25% off, and pearls, 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not exactly a Chamber of Commerce weekend forecast for tonight. Cloudy skies, rain developing, especially in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, it's a cold rain. Periods of rain with a high temperature up to about 49. Low tomorrow night, 44. And then on Sunday, rain is likely on and off. High temperature around 50. And then on Monday, cold winter's day, a breezy day with a high around 44. And maybe a leftover shower here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LuQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Can I help?
help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Buy Weiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Weiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
We fixed it.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no, I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
it's
mind.
It's not really that bad out there.
So what would you think?
Wait, I thought you already said no.
I've changed my mind.
What, are you still here now?
I don't need to go.
Oh, here's your hat. You don't need to dwell.
No need to say no, no, no.
I'd really like you to go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Can you wait outside for your ride?
I really can stay.
I think we settled that.
Baby, it's cold.
Go.
Hey, wait,
you go.
Doing?
Come on,
what
here you go.
Oh,
you're going, and there you go. Oh, there's your cab.
Wait.
Bye.
Are we still offended?
No.
Good.
You know, the Louis C.K. got caught up in the Me Too stuff.
Sure.
And hilariously, he was brought back recently, and it wasn't the surprise said he did. Like, the MC said, now, ladies and gentlemen, Louis C.K., and as he started his set, a heckler said, when are you going to pull your blank out? And it was like, it was a very effective heckle. Like, the crowd started laughing. Louis was embarrassed. He kind of like, dude, you got to expect it. But there's a funny thing. It has to do with the original Baby It's Cold Outside. Louis has this old joke where he was dating this girl for a little while, and it was all polite and everything, and they had never gone all the way.
Done that, yeah.
And then finally she kind of broke it off with him, and he's like, and he saw her a little while later, like, why did we never go further or do anything? Why didn't the relationship last? She's like, well, I really just wanted you to take me. It's like, against your will? She's like, yeah. He's like, what? That was one of his jokes.
There
about consent. It's
there are women who are into that.
But I'm not reading those tea leaves. I'm not reading in between those
lines.
How
can you do it now? I mean, no. You got to have an affidavit. Here, sign this, and we'll think about it.
No. I'm not even messing with
that.
It's
a great joke, though. And I'll try and recall as best I can where this woman puts on a slinky thing and gets out a pair of handcuffs and...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Says, do whatever you want. So he grabs his golf clubs and goes and plays 18 holes.
Oh, wow.
Kind of cold. Occasional cortex may have committed an ethics violation before she even gets sworn in as a congresswoman because Donald Trump Jr. put out one of those memes, and she's in so many memes. So she makes a threat. She says, I have noticed that Jr. here has a habit of posting nonsense about me whenever the Mueller investigation heats up. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, please keep it coming, Junior. It's definitely a very, very large brain idea to troll a member of a body that will have subpoena power in a month. And immediately, a number of experts on the subject said this is an ethics violation to do that, to, you know, use your power.
Suggest using the subpoena power over memes?
Yeah.
He trolled me. Let me see his financial record.
Here are some of the responses. So if he trolls you on media, then you're going to use the power of the government to come after him? That's not fascist or anything. Ben Shapiro said that. So you stalk Donald Trump Jr. on Twitter and now threatening to abuse congressional subpoena power for a personal vendetta if he continues to point out the stupid things you say? How very progressive. That was Derek Hunter. The new Gestapo will come to us in the form of internet trolls led by telegenic populists from one of the five boroughs. I honestly think this woman currently is probably the most dangerous chick in America.
I think it's a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing. I know, but because a lot's being made out of it. And it's because she's this new type of Democrat, so to speak, more openly socialist.
Yeah.
I think it's also she's young, and I think there's something to that, whether you identify with her and you're also young, or you're of a certain age and you look down and go, who is this young brat? Who is this young know-it-all?
Yeah.
And I think she's also attractive. So, she's photogenic.
She is not attractive.
I think you're blinded by your opinion.
No. She's frightening looking.
Okay.
Those wide open bug eyes. I suspect I'd drug test her. Because usually people's eyes don't bug out like that unless they're coked to the gills.
I'm just saying, man. It's not a hill I'm going to die on, but I think a lot of people find her attractive.
You wouldn't go there.
Just on looks? Yeah, maybe. I'd go on a date with her just on looks. Her opinions? I don't know about that.
You have learned nothing from me. After all these years, you have learned.
I have to learn.
Absolutely nothing.
I have to gain my own experiences, and to quote one of my favorite authors, experience is what we just call our mistakes. I need to make my own mistakes, Greg. I have to learn the hard way.
Apparently.
Yeah. Indeed.
I appreciate your independence, but my heart is playing that song right now.
I'm the toddler who climbed up the huge dresser 3 or 4 times before he learned it falls on you. That is me.
you know, on the 10 scale. Or if you want to go by the other thing that some guys, at least I'm honest enough to admit it, how many beers would you have to drink before your goggles made her attractive?
I don't have to drink any beers. It's all a matter of perspective.
Didn't you just have LASIK? You still think she's attractive?
Yeah, just looks alone. She's... I think her ideas are nuts. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't really like her.
Baby, if it's cold outside, but the inside of your house is also cold, problem. This is why we recommend you team up with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Those who are Clark Club members have already had them out for their winter tune-up. Now, if you join now, it's not too late. There's still plenty of cold weather left, especially based on what Rich has been telling us. I would call them now at 277-2125. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership. It's a $159 investment in the not only minimized electricity costs to keep you and your family comfortable, but the guarantee of priority service and urgent care if something breaks. Plus, you get a discount on parts and labor if something does, in fact, go wrong. So, if you listen to nothing else, I say do this. Join the Clark Club. Have the best backup on the planet to protect the comfort of you and your family. They hire the best people, the best plumbers. Everybody's thoroughly background checked and drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never any doubts about who's in your home. And the Clarks, Rick or Bobby, will call you afterwards to make sure you were 100% satisfied. That's what makes them the best. Heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Rob.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
I'm all right. I have to sort of disagree with you with Miss Cortex, as you so well put.
Yes.
I think she's the best thing to ever happen to the Republican Party.
Oh, I don't doubt that. But we're talking sex.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, okay, so she's...
And as far as I'm concerned, with those eyes, she would scare
looks,
the dog off a Greyhound bus.
I'm saying, okay, yeah, and her eyes, I've seen her eyes, yeah, but most of the people around my age and her age, yeah, most people look kind of like that.
Now, here's somebody, I just got a Facebook message, I will not announce the name, longtime listener.
Yeah.
He says, for the first time, I've got to say, Joey is full of that is one ugly-ass woman.
Y'all are crazy. I think you're blinded by ideology.
Mildly attractive.
I know. Yeah. I know when they send me off to the conservative concentration camp, if she's the last thing I see, I'll at least go away with a beautiful memory before they exterminate me.
I guess so.
Bug-eyed bitch. Hey, woman.
My goodness, that escalated quickly.
Rob, I appreciate your call.
Yes,
you're right. If she is the future of the Democrat Party, I think they're the ones that are in danger of extinction. And we got some new good Republicans coming in. I don't know. We're here to have fun, damn it. And
I'm so sorry that my taste have upset all of you.
Today being December 7th, we are going to conclude the show at 5:40 with a 20-minute interview that we were privileged to have when we were back on 107.9 FM with Noah King, who was in Schofield Barracks when the attack on Pearl Harbor happened. His memories remain vivid. His story is compelling, and we want to play it without interruption. So that'll be at 5:40 this afternoon. Right now it's back. Check traffic, Rich's forecast, Fox Business, and then... It's Friday. We'd like to play your request at 272-9228. We have Gordon Lightfoot ready to sing Christmas again.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working an accident on the Southern Boulevard in front of Baptist South Hospital. Be careful there. Haynes Ambulance Service on an emergency run. They're coming off Ann Street right now, going to Atlanta Highway. We checked Wetumpka Highway, 331 Troy Highway. All of it looking good out here right now. Just busy. Classes for real estate licensing, they begin on January 7th. Contact my buddy Bo Evans at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Register early and save $50. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not exactly a Chamber of Commerce weekend forecast for tonight. Cloudy skies, rain developing, especially in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, it's a cold rain. Periods of rain with a high temperature up to about 49. Low tomorrow night, 44. And then on Sunday, rain is likely on and off. High temperature around 50. And then on Monday, cold winter's day, a breezy day with a high around 44. And maybe a leftover shower here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Fox Business coming up is full of good news.
Yay.
All right, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Greg, I thought I'd just call and pitch my two cents in as far as Cortez's looks. Now, typically, Greg, most times I will go with you on just about most of your opinions anyway, but I think Joey's got you on this one. Just from a look standpoint, she's an attractive woman. She's not extremely smart, but she is attractive. And, Greg, I'm 57 years old also, so I'm just straight from a how she looks standpoint. I think she's attractive. So
I want anybody listening. I want anybody listening that recognizes Joe by his voice to go to his house and take his car keys away from him so he doesn't drive.
Great.
Because you just announced that you're a menace to the public, Joe, and we don't want you to hurt anybody else. It's okay to get wasted. I did it God knows how many times. Somebody please find Joe, take his car keys, and...
All right, Greg. Again, I thought I'd just chime in for Joey.
Joe, I love you for calling. Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
It, Joe.
Bolt! Yeah, I mean, for a, you know, that crazy liberal type, she would be more attractive than the average bunch, but that's kind of like saying dog poop is better than cat poop. I mean, you don't really, you know, they're neither one of them are desirable, but...
But dog poop is better than cat poop.
Yeah, but do you want either? No, not really.
All right, let me run a little fancy here. Let's say that somebody set me up on a truly blind date by putting a bag over my head, and I find myself in the middle of a intimate session with this woman, and then somebody pulls my mask off and I see her. Do I need to say more? I mean,
no.
Okay.
No, that's great. Also, have you played Word Crimes in a while?
No, I have not.
But could I put that in for my request?
Of course you can, Bolt.
Well, I would appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man.
You too, man. Y'all take care.
All right, Merry Christmas. Gary.
Hey, on the Cortez.
Yes?
You want to check YouTube on a video she did, must have been a couple of years ago, when she had some more weight on her.
Yeah.
Getting Scarecrow. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dancing.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different woman.
And I'm supposed to look this up on YouTube?
Yeah, Alexandria, just her name, her full name, and dancing.
Mm-hmm. Well.
She was a hottie a couple years ago when she had a couple pounds on her. I guess before she became a vegan and whatever.
This is what gets calls.
Yeah. Frankly, I don't know that there's enough Viet. Well, we don't need to go there.
I'll just give it a shot.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, I'll see you.
I mean, I've had my shirt dummies.
No, don't. Just don't.
William. Boom.
Yes. What's up?
Well, I can tell you one thing that isn't, and it's because we're talking about Alexia Cortez Ocasio-Cortez.
So it normally is when we're not.
That woman is scary looking, man.
Frightening.
Yeah, God, I tell you. Joey, I hate it for you, man. See, but
you can't go off of like news report pictures. They're...
Oh, I'm not. I'm going off the way she looks. That chick is scary, man. I don't know. I'm gonna have to agree with Greg on that one. Okay. I'll tell you what.
Her eyes. You know, have you ever seen what the eyes look like on a dead body when they're just kind of?
Yes, I have. Yes, and. You're
She's
right.
alive, it looks like that.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, Joey, man, I don't know. I don't know what's up with you, you know. You diss my little dogs with their pink raincoats.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And
oh, by the way, somebody sent me a picture of their German Shepherd.
Yeah, I've got that photo, too. Those are some real dogs.
Shepherds, they could be pretty stupid, too.
Did Joey show you the picture of my dogs with their pink raincoats?
I did not see that. But I'm sure he'll show me. Appreciate the call.
All right, see you.
Do me a favor. Look up area code 814. Where is that located? See if you can figure that out.
Area code 814?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Northwestern and central portions of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I just got a photo texted me from that area code.
My goodness.
And it's a girl. She's got her shirt in her teeth.
Yeah, don't respond to that.
Oh, I did. I said, who are you? I think this is probably something she meant to send to her boyfriend.
I don't know.
Sent to me.
I just wanted
to know. I don't care.
Here are the dogs in the raincoats.
That's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Dog in the raincoats. Handsome weenies. Here's Ritz.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
You know, that girl's beauty is all relative, you know, to a studly man such as yourself.
Yes.
She may not be beautiful, but for somebody that couldn't make out in a woman's prison with a handful of pardons, you know. They might have a different view, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're saying that I could not get...
No, I think he's directed that at me.
Oh.
No, not... Joey, you fall somewhere in between. I think your problem is SRS.
Here's what Sandy says. He says, I'm not going to say Cortez is ugly, but I have seen her baby pictures. Her mother showed them to me, charged me $1, and told me it was a freak show. Thank you, Sandy. This is what everybody's been Facebook messaging and texting me about.
I'm getting a message from Ronnie saying, until she opens her mouth, she's kind of warm.
Anyway, Ritz, thanks so much for the call. Can we play a request for you?
Oh, gosh. Magic Minivan.
Okay, Sean Murray. Okay, we'll get it out. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
And let's get Alan before we go back to break.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Joey, you're young, so you have... Your hormones are taking effect.
Yes.
I mean, before I would do Cortez, I would become asexual.
Right.
You know, but... The songs you can't play is Drunk Scotsman for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there are some days I wish I could be asexual. It'd save me a lot of trouble.
Make a note on the Scotsman song.
It'd save you a lot of trouble, plus a lot of tax money and divorce money and so forth. I've been divorced 3 times. But, I mean, it's just not, I mean, there's no way. I mean, I'm scared your eyeballs will fall out like a little pooch or something, you know what I mean?
Alan, we appreciate the call. Make a note on that, though, so we play his Scotsman song.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
4:45.
Another stomach-churning session on Wall Street, with the major averages closing in the red for the day and falling more than 4% for the week, as investors worry about U.S.-China trade relations and slower economic growth. Financials, industrials, and tech stocks were among the laggards, and companies that do business and sell their products overseas, including chipmakers NVIDIA and Intel, as well as industrial companies like Deere and Caterpillar, all declining more more than 3%. Energy companies did rise, along with the price of oil. This after OPEC leaders agreed to cut production next year, with the Dow closing down 559 points, the NASDAQ down 219, S&P 500 down 63. And Marlboro maker Altria making a $1.8 billion investment in Cronos, a Canadian cannabis company. Altria taking a 45% stake in the company and becoming its exclusive partner as new markets for medical and recreational marijuana open up around the globe. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Honey. Honey.
What?
I can't sleep.
Oh.
Would you mind if I put on some white noise?
Yeah, sure, babe. Yeah.
Oh, so much better.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure, when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody shut up.
Well, I am
my magic minivan. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. I've got vinyl kid-proof seats.
I got the fake wood paneling, too.
Well, listen to that engine purr. This thing's got four cylinders. Well, this rocket's about to launch. So wrap your arms around my paunch. Gonna fly through town just like a breeze. Then we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. Well, I am still a wild man. So why don't you come with me, little girl, in my magic minivan. I gotta go, babe. Gotta hit the road. Prostate check. I got an attitude. I got a tattoo. It says my child is an honor student at Jefferson Middle School.
Sean Morey, News Talk 93.1 FM on All Requests Friday. We have brought you the news, but we've gotten into a conversation, and look, in general, I should look for this because I played it this morning. Not too many women listen to talk radio for whatever reason. I guess because they're interested in turning on some music station and hearing saddening dreck like this. You know, that song is actually about, isn't about the Titanic sinking. It's about a woman who got a pig heart for a transplant.
You do know how I would rescore Titanic. My idea behind that, instead of the Celine Dion song, you should use songs from Billy Joel's An Innocent Man. So, like, you know, Leo, Jack sitting down there on the lower deck looking up at Rose.
Yeah.
That's when Uptown Girl kicks in. I think it would work. And then he's actually in love. Tell her about it. Yeah, I mean, I think it could work.
The final scene took way too long. I would have just pushed his face under. Like, there's no hope here, buddy. I got nothing else to say.
I maintain there was room for him to fit up there.
Guess who I just heard from? You're not going to believe it.
Alan!
Wow.
He's busy, but he wants to hear Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, so we'll play that right out of Fox News at 5. Okay?
Does he have any opinion on our great debate here?
He's a married man. He can't talk about that stuff.
Fair enough.
Nick?
Wait, aren't you married?
Hello?
Yes, Nick.
Hey. New listener. Been a listener about 3 months, I guess.
Yes?
Yeah.
Just curious, where you from?
What?
Nick? Well, all right.
I don't know what he said. I didn't understand it.
I don't either.
Cranky.
Hey, what's going on? Y'all are getting wild and crazy guys this afternoon.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just tired of talking about the same old crap, for starters.
Hey, listen, I heard earlier this afternoon, Baron was talking about this... if you use a nonstick frying pan, that can cause a certain shrinkage that nobody ever wants.
I heard that, too. I heard about it. Yeah. I have not seen it, though, on any of my news sites.
Yeah, I covered that last night. It was a New York Toast story.
Well, did they say anything about a way to reverse that? I'm asking for a friend.
I've heard nothing, but we'll look into it.
Can you imagine?
I make breakfast every morning in the radio station here for the gang. I sure as hell hope I'm not hurting Rich and Jay.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Can you imagine the class action lawsuit? That's gonna be a train from hell.
First of all, I don't believe it. I think
it was a study advanced by the cast iron skillet lobby.
I agree. Very good.
There you go. Well, listen, getting back to the, are you taking a poll on who thinks occasional cortex is hot or not? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
So far, it's 99-1,
that's
the one
a
being
lie.
Jody.
That's a lie. I have plenty of testimonies here on my phone.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not saying that I would, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I'm definitely not saying that I wouldn't. But I would definitely lock up my beloved family pets, especially the rabbits. You know what I mean?
Oh, my.
Good.
Don't you remember? Michael Douglas, Glenn Close?
Yeah, yeah.
She cooked a bunny rabbit?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. In middle of need.
She's, a dangerous...
That's probably one of the scariest horror movies ever made.
Really?
Because
I've lived it.
But you got to remember... The level of crazy, you know, what they say about the relevance of the level of crazy to the level of the experience, right?
No, it refreshed my memory here.
I can't say any more than that. I'll get the 6-second beep. So, she's to be pitied, actually. And what's even worse is the people that voted for that. You know, that's the best they could come up with. But then again, you know, the Democratic Party, the best they could come up with was Hillary, nationally.
First, I thought the people that voted for Hank Johnson were the dumbest constituents in America because he's the guy that thinks Guam could tip over if too many people. Then Sheila Jackson Lee, she's another genius. And, of course, Maxine Waters, who won't even live in the district she represents because it's so dangerous. But I think Occasional Cortex has found a group of dummies that surpasses them all. Thanks for the call, Cranks. Got to run, Steve.
Hey there. How are you doing? Great, Joey. I hope y'all having a good Friday.
So far.
Hey, I want to thank you very much for doing the Pearl Harbor interview, replaying that again, because...
That's coming up. The entire interview is coming up at 5:40. I urge everybody to give it a listen.
I'm going to do my best to make sure I've got my radio on. But, you know, what my biggest fear, I teach high school, and I every December 7th, I cover Pearl Harbor, lived in Hawaii for 3 years, and mm-hmm. been out to the memorial. Biggest fear is that this event's going to be forgotten. It's just going to go by the wayside.
Right.
And it's sad, because so many people, you know, were so involved. I've talked to my wife's relatives, and she was out there as a wife. And she talked about how they feared the Japanese invasion. Japanese.
By the way, today was...
Well, no, in Hawaii. In Hawaii, they feared an invasion of Hawaii.
Yeah, that was the plan. They were going to take Midway and then move back to the Hawaiian Islands, and then they would be ready to launch